Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 2nd and the second day of Dog Data Podcasting. And today I decided to talk about two shows that I've been watching on Netflix. I consider both of these to be fluffy shows. They're good, but they're not as intense as some of the shows we watch, like Game of Thrones or Preacher and things like that. So I just think they're kind of fluffy, but good. The first one is The Santa Clarita Diet. And it is a fluffy zombie show. It stars Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant, I think is how you say that. And they are realtors in an upper middle class neighborhood. They wake up basically one morning and she is a zombie. And they have to learn how to deal with that in a mainstream world. It is definitely a dark comedy. The first couple of episodes are fairly gory, because she does have to eat people, and it's like they kind of slap you in the face with that. But after the first couple, it does get a little more matter of fact and actually amusing, the things they do to go about obtaining these people. So, like I said, it is dark humor, but it's really good. And both actors do a really great job. They have a daughter, and she does a good job too. But it drives me crazy. She looks like somebody, a girl on another show. And I cannot figure out who it is. It's not her, because I looked at everything she's been in. But she looks like somebody else, and it drives me crazy. But anyway, I'll move along. It's a funny, for me, laugh out loud show. I don't do that a lot. Ken watches a lot of comedians, and I'll kind of chuckle a little bit sometimes, but I don't really laugh out loud a ton. But this just has some one-liners and some expressions that really hit my sense of humor. And I would give it a chance if you're just wanting something fun to watch. Santa Clarita Diet is very good. And the second show I was going to talk about today is GLOW, which is based on GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which was originally created in 1986. And it's based on that. It doesn't follow it completely, like, character by character, but it's loosely based on it. It's produced by the executive producer of Orange is the New Black. And some things are a little bit similar, but it's not crazy similar. It has some funny moments in it, some very comical moments. And the characters are all very unique. All the ladies are very unique. And the man who's creating the show and the producer, they're very a bit chauvinistic at times, and they play right into that time period and that type of show. So the actors do a really good job there. Like I said, it has some really intense moments, and it is easy to become emotionally involved in the characters. They're very unique, and you get to know several of them. I wouldn't say all of them, but several of them and what makes them tick. So it's really good. The main character, though, what I would consider to be the most main character, is Ruth. And she's probably the one I struggle with the most, because she acts so idiotic at times that I'm actually uncomfortable watching it. And I just want it to, you know, move on to something else. But that being said, it is still very good. It is noted that the alter egos for the ladies that wrestled in this particular show are extremely sexist and racist. I look back at the 1986 version, and I would definitely say they were sexist, but the names I looked at were not quite as just overtly stereotypical and offensive as these were. But I really want to watch a documentary about the original GLOW. It's on Netflix, and I intend to watch that to see if there's a little more to it than what I'm just quickly gathering from looking at it. So it has been renewed for a second season, so I plan to watch that again. And I think that was all I was going to talk about today. I haven't gotten to everyone's podcast. It's a little rough some days around here, but I've gotten to as many as I can, and I really enjoyed listening to the new ones and people that I met last year. I'm definitely enjoying yours also. So everyone have a good evening and a fabulous day tomorrow, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 Unported.